Well, I still remember it's one of those, especially here locally, it was one of those, where were you when this happened? And I was still working for my former employer, Wood Radio, when the Whitecaps ballpark in Comstock Park caught fire. And I remember the traffic on 31 was a big deal. I had to do some special traffic reports for Wood TV and also our Wood radio station, and we were covering it 24/7. And who would have thought that since then the stadium has been rebuilt, it's good to go, and we will have an all-star game tonight. Fifth Third Ballpark in Comstock Park. Joining us now is the voice of the Whitecaps, Ben Chiswick. Ben, I appreciate you waking up and talking with us this morning. Unfortunately, though, I just gave you the worst forecast possible for this All-Star game. I'm sorry about that.
Well, that's okay. We kind of aware of that, obviously. But we're optimistic. You know, we know we have some rain this morning. We know we're going to have some rain later on tonight. But hopefully it'll clear up in between. We'll be able to play baseball. And, you know, as you indicated, I mean, what a great event. We're really excited for tonight.
Well, I wanted to get that out of the way right away because, of course, that's a topic of discussion, the weather. But most importantly, Ben, how remarkable is it in your mind the fact that you guys got that ballpark ready to go after pretty much all of the first base side suites were destroyed?
Well, it is incredible. It's been an amazing process to see up close and personal. And I think that it's really a testament to the entire West Michigan community. This is not something that the Whitecaps front office could have done alone. It's not something that, you know, even just us and the construction crews could have done alone. You know, it took the township, it took the banks, it took the architects, and it took the support from the community as a whole to really get involved, roll up our sleeves and say, we can do this, we're going to do this and make it happen. And it all started on the day up, I really believe, with the press conference, Denny Baxter, one of our co-owners, you know, standing in front of the cameras with the forlorn looks of the front office staff behind him and being determined, being defiant, and really setting the tone that we will be ready on April 8th for our home opener and we will be ready on June 17th for the All-Star game. That really did set the tone and get all of this set in motion.
Oh, and it really is remarkable, but that the stadium is good to go for tonight's game, and the fans will, who some of them possibly haven't seen the ballpark since the fire because many people come from around the country for the All-Star game tonight. So a really nice opportunity to showcase what we have here in West Michigan, a really beautiful facility for, again, a single-A club in the Whitecaps. But, Ben, let's talk about this game tonight. Me and Gary joke about this all the time. Seven players from the Whitecaps on the All-Star team, including the skipper. This is the Whitecaps versus everybody else. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Well, you know, it's really nice that we've got such a good team this year. You know, I mean, we're first half division champions, and we have more All-Stars than everybody else. That's going to make this even more fun. The guys are looking forward to it. They're all excited. They're all having a good time with the All-Star festivities, which began yesterday. And it is definitely a source of pride, I believe, here in West Michigan. You know, our starting pitching especially was so good. We've got four starting pitchers that are on the All-Star team, plus a reliever, a couple of position players. Our outfielder, Wynton Bernard, is actually going to start the game tonight now because one of the starting outfielders from the Eastern Division had to pull out at the last minute due to injury. So, yeah, on some level, it does kind of feel that way. And that just is going to make this an even nicer event for the home crowd.
Once again, the Midwest League All-Star Game, the 50th All-Star Game, is tonight at Fifth Third Ballpark. Ben Chiswick, the voice of the Whitecaps, joining us this morning here on WHTC. And, Ben, for those of listeners who don't know, who don't listen to the Whitecaps broadcast, which I'm assuming all of our listeners do, but for those who don't know, there's a segment during the broadcast that you guys do called Baffle Ben. And I don't mean to throw a baffle Ben at you because I don't know the answer to this question, but has West Michigan ever had seven All-Stars before?
Actually, we have. I believe back in 2003, the last time we hosted the game, had seven All-Stars. But, you know, I don't know how many times it's happened. I don't know if we've had any more. So you got me baffled to some extent on that question.
Well, it wasn't a fair question. I didn't know the answer to it. So
that's okay. But we have had seven before. You know, sometimes the home team does get just a little bit of extra love because when guys pull out due to injury or due to promotions at the very last moment, just for logistical purposes, sometimes the home team kind of gets the extra favoritism in terms of who replaces, because it's easier to get guys there. They're available. They may be hanging out there anyway. Now, that being said, I don't want to take away from any of the Whitecaps All-Stars, because every one of these seven guys is absolutely deserving,
sure,
you know, to be on the All-Star team. But that's why the last time we hosted it in 03, we also had seven All-Stars.
Sure. Once again, Ben Chiswick joining us this morning here on WHTC. Ben, we got to let you go, but I appreciate the time. And, you know, it's kind of funny because when I worked in an independent league, the Frontier League, last summer, during the All-Star game, every other broadcaster in the league gets the day off, but the host city has to do the game. So you got to go to work tonight. So I hope you enjoy it and have a great time this evening.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. You know, it is a couple of extra days of work, but it's also really an honor and a privilege to be able to call this game and to be able to be the host city with everybody coming in and seeing what you do and seeing you at work. So it's a lot of fun. I'm just going to have to power up, have my breakfast of peas upstairs, get to the ballpark, and get rolling.